In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary. Saint Joseph. Holy Father, Saint Dominic. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we look at this year of 2016, of course, it's the 800th anniversary of the founding of the Dominican Order. Saint Dominic, who was inspired to establish the Order of Friars Preachers. And so we're probably getting close to also the 800th anniversary of the rosary being given to him as well, for it wasn't shortly after that that he was inspired and given that gift from Our Lady herself to pray the rosary for the conversion of, at that time, the Albigensian heretics that he was trying to convert in France. So that we're really entering into some very important anniversaries, and that, you know, we've had the rosary in the form that we know today, or that as it has come to be known today, for 8 centuries almost, is quite an amazing thing, in the sense that Our Lady has given us this prayer that has shown throughout the ages that she truly is a Queen of the Militant Church. For the rosary has, throughout its history, has always been turned to, and Our Lady asked Saint Dominic when she first gave it to him to pray for the conversion of the heretics, for those who are against the church, against her son. And it has been seen to be effective and truly fruitful in that various occasions. The one that, of course, inspired this feast day, the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, when the Christian navy defeated the Turkish Muslim navy at the Battle of Lepanto and saved Christendom from a terrible fate had the Turkish fleet succeeded. But also, at other times in history, the church has turned to the rosary when it was in danger, and the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary was transferred to being, or became, a universal feast in 1716, 300 years ago. In the October of 1716, there were 2 occasions in which the church was praying the rosary once again to defend them from invading Muslims, the Turks again, both at a place called Petervardein and Corfu, the island of Corfu. And after those 2 victories in which the rosary was prominent in helping a far inferior Christian army defeat a far superior in number Muslim army, the Pope at that time asked that the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary be made a universal feast. So 300 years we have been celebrating the Our Lady of the Rosary as a universal feast in the Catholic Church. And we also are reminded that, you know, and throughout these different examples, that today, as we look in our society and our culture today, that the rosary is going to be the most effective means after the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass to help defeat the enemies of Christ and His Church. We began a rosary novena in our nation on August 15th, the Assumption of Our Lady, 54 days from August 15th to today, October 7th, praying for our nation that it would be freed from the evil that is being intended for our nation if certain people get elected who are, of course, not at all having the mind of Christ. There's another anniversary that is being celebrated this year, which I wouldn't celebrate it, but those of the mentality of the Planned Parenthood would celebrate it today, in that October 16th in 1916 was the foundation of Planned Parenthood. And to think that we had 100 years of people who have been promoting the killing of babies, whether through contraception and abortion, is hard to imagine. But maybe that is why Our Lady came also on October 13th, in 1917, to counteract this whole evil mentality that has been brought forth from the contraceptive eugenic mentality that has been with us since 1916. For that is really the real evil facing our nation today, is this ongoing mentality that is truly a thought that is inspired from hell. And the one that can only overcome this evil is Our Lady. And we need to pray and continue to pray Our Lady's Rosary, for it's always shown that the Rosary has a certain evangelistic, you might say, use, because Our Lady gave Saint Dominic the Rosary to help the church militant to conquer the enemies of Christ, as I said. And as Father Calloway in his new book on the Rosary, which I highly recommend you to read, it's an excellent book on giving you a very complete rundown of the history of the Rosary and the whole story of how the Rosary came to us, but also to show the example of many saints throughout the history who have promoted the Rosary and prayed the Rosary and truly have seen that the Rosary is the means that God has given to His church to overcome the devil and his minions. And so today, you know, as we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, you know, it's a prayer that is truly is composed of sacred scripture, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. All of them are in some way either directly or indirectly inspired by sacred scripture. And truly it is a prayer that, as Pope John Paul II said, the first rosary that was ever prayed was prayed in the heart of Our Lady, who meditated on her son's words and constantly. And so by praying the rosary, we enter into that prayerfulness of Our Lady's heart, that she invites us into her Immaculate Heart to teach us how to become like Christ, her son. And I think that the rosary, as Our Lady said at Fatima, when she appeared, she identified herself as Our Lady of the Rosary, and she said that her Immaculate Heart would be our refuge and the way that would lead us to God. I think that the rosary is that means by which, when we pray it daily with as much devotion as we can, and we know that there are times when the rosary can be a rather difficult prayer to do, but if we pray it with constancy and faith, that I think she will truly be that means by which she leads us to Christ, her Son, and helps us in the battles that we face today as Christians, whether they be the big battles in our culture or the personal battles that we have to fight in our own spiritual life, that the rosary will be the means to help us to overcome them. It truly is a very powerful prayer, and I think the devil, of course, trembles when people start taking up the rosary and beginning to pray it, because the rosary and sin cannot coexist. You either stop praying the rosary or you'll stop sinning. That's the simple truth of it. And so let us continue to pray our rosaries with that faith of a child, with great confidence in Our Lady, and ask her, as we finish today this rosary novena, for the grace to continue to pray for our nation and for Our Lady to crush the head of the serpent in our day and age. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.